Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing something you'd like to learn in the future. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about future learning goals. This topic allows candidates to showcase their language skills while discussing personal aspirations. Let's explore how to effectively respond to the prompt, describe something you would like to learn in the future, and maximize your score. Part 1. Introduction and interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about learning and future plans. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Do you enjoy learning new things? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I do. I find learning new things quite interesting and enjoyable. It helps me grow as a person and keeps my mind active. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely. I'm passionate about lifelong learning. I believe that acquiring new knowledge and skills not only enhances personal growth, but also keeps one's mind sharp and adaptable in our rapidly changing world. What's something you'd like to learn in the near future? Band 6-7. Answer, I'd really like to learn photography. I think it would be a fun hobby and help me capture memories better. Band 8-9 answer, in the near future, I'm keen on mastering digital photography. I'm fascinated by the art of visual storytelling and how it can convey emotions and perspectives in a single frame. I believe this skill would not only serve as a creative outlet, but also enhance my ability to communicate ideas effectively in both personal and professional contexts. Part 2. Long-term cue card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe something you would like to learn in the future. You should say, what you want to learn, why you want to learn it, how you plan to learn it, and explain how this new skill or knowledge might benefit you in the future. Band 6-7, sample answer. I'd like to learn how to speak Spanish fluently in the future. I've always been interested in languages, and Spanish is spoken in many countries around the world. I think it would be useful for traveling, and maybe even for my career. To learn Spanish, I plan to take some evening classes at a local language school. I'll also use language learning apps on my phone and try to watch Spanish TV shows with subtitles. I think practicing regularly is important when learning a language. Learning Spanish could benefit me in several ways. It would make traveling to Spanish-speaking countries easier and more enjoyable. I could communicate better with locals and understand their culture more deeply. It might also be helpful for my job, as many companies now work with international partners. Being bilingual could open up new opportunities for me in the future. Band 8-9, sample answer. One skill I'm particularly eager to acquire in the future is mastering the art of public speaking. This is a versatile and invaluable skill that I believe will significantly enhance both my personal and professional life. My motivation for learning public speaking stems from a deep-seated desire to effectively communicate ideas and inspire others. In today's information-rich world, the ability to articulate thoughts clearly and persuasively is becoming increasingly crucial. Whether it's presenting a business proposal, delivering a keynote speech, or simply expressing oneself in social situations, strong public speaking skills can make a profound impact. To achieve this goal, I plan to adopt a multifaceted approach. Firstly, I intend to join a local Toastmasters club, which offers a supportive environment to practice and receive constructive feedback. Additionally, I'll immerse myself in literature on rhetoric and communication theory to understand the psychological principles behind effective speaking. I also plan to analyze speeches by renowned orators, paying close attention to their techniques, body language, and methods of audience engagement. The benefits of mastering public speaking are manifold. Professionally, it could open doors to leadership positions and enhance my ability to influence decision makers. Personally, it would boost my confidence and allow me to advocate more effectively for causes I'm passionate about. Moreover, the skills gained, such as critical thinking, persuasion, and the ability to structure complex ideas, are transferable to numerous aspects of life. In essence, learning public speaking is not just about talking in front of an audience, it's about empowering myself to make a lasting impact in whatever arena I choose to engage in. Follow-up questions. How long do you think it will take you to learn this skill? Band 6-7, answer. I think it might take a few years to become really good at public speaking. It's not something you can learn overnight. Band 8-9. Answer. While proficiency in public speaking is a lifelong journey, I anticipate that with dedicated practice and consistent effort, I could achieve a significant level of competence within 18 to 24 months. However, I believe that truly mastering this art is an ongoing process of refinement and adaptation to different audiences and contexts. Do you think this skill will become more important in the future? Band 6-7. Answer: Yes, I think public speaking will become more important. As we rely more on technology, being able to communicate well in person will be a valuable skill. Band 8-9. Answer: Absolutely. In an era increasingly dominated by digital communication, the ability to connect and persuade through face-to-face interaction will become even more prized and distinctive. As automation takes over many routine tasks, uniquely human skills like public speaking, which require empathy, adaptability, and nuanced communication, will likely grow in importance across various professional fields. Part 3. Two-way discussion. How do you think the way people learn new skills will change in the future? Band 6-7 answer. I think technology will play a bigger role in how people learn new skills in the future. Online courses and virtual reality might become more common. People might be able to learn from experts around the world without leaving their homes. Band 8-9 answer. The future of skill acquisition is likely to be characterized by increased personalization and accessibility. We're already witnessing a shift towards adaptive learning technologies that tailor content to individual learning styles and paces. I anticipate a surge in immersive learning experiences facilitated by virtual and augmented reality, allowing learners to practice skills in simulated environments. Moreover, the democratization of education through massive open online courses, MOOCs, and micro-credentialing will likely accelerate, enabling people to curate their own learning pathways based on specific career goals or personal interests. This flexibility could lead to a more dynamic and responsive workforce capable of quickly adapting to technological advancements and shifting market demands. However, I believe there will still be a place for traditional mentorship and hands-on learning, particularly for skills that require nuanced human interaction or physical dexterity. The challenge will be in striking a balance between digital convenience and the irreplaceable value of real-world experience. Q. Do you think the skills people need for work will be different in the future compared to now? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I think the skills needed for work will change quite a lot in the future. With more technology and automation, people might need to be good at working with computers and machines. Soft skills like creativity and problem solving might become more important too. Band 8-9. Answer. Indeed, the landscape of essential work skills is likely to undergo a significant transformation in the coming years. As artificial intelligence and automation continue to advance, we'll likely see a shift in emphasis from routine, repetitive tasks to uniquely human capabilities. Critical thinking, emotional intelligence, and adaptability will become increasingly vital as workers navigate complex, ever-changing work environments. The ability to synthesize information from diverse sources and draw innovative conclusions will be highly prized in a world where basic data analysis can be automated. Furthermore, as remote and distributed work becomes more prevalent, skills such as digital collaboration, self-management, and cross-cultural communication will be essential. There will likely be a growing demand for individuals who can bridge the gap between technological solutions and human needs, requiring a blend of technical literacy and strong interpersonal skills. Lastly, given the rapid pace of technological change, the most crucial skill may be the ability to learn and unlearn quickly, to continuously adapt one's knowledge base and skill set to meet evolving industry demands. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Lifelong learning, lifelong, noun phrase, the ongoing, voluntary, and self-motivated pursuit of knowledge throughout one's life. Example, embracing lifelong learning is essential in today's rapidly changing job market. To acquire, quiarb, to gain knowledge or skills through experience, education, or training. Example, I'm determined to acquire fluency in Mandarin Chinese within the next 2 years. Versatile, L, adjective. able to adapt or be adapted to many different functions or activities. Example: public speaking is a versatile skill that's valuable in various professional contexts. To articulate, articulate verb, to express thoughts or ideas fluently and coherently. Example: the ability to articulate complex ideas clearly is crucial in leadership roles. Multifaceted approach, multi, noun phrase, a strategy that considers many different aspects or views of a situation. Example: learning a new language requires a multifaceted approach, including grammar study, conversation practice, and cultural immersion. Examiner's advice: to score highly in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing future learning goals, develop your answers. Don't just give short responses. Elaborate on your points with examples and explanations. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced and topic-specific vocabulary naturally into your responses. Demonstrate critical thinking. Show that you can analyze ideas and situations from multiple perspectives. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking on various topics to improve your ability to speak at length without unnatural pauses. Be specific. Instead of general statements, provide concrete details about your learning plans and motivations. Show enthusiasm. Examiners appreciate candidates who demonstrate genuine interest in the topics they're discussing. Remember, regular practice and exposure to English in various contexts will help you improve your speaking skills and confidence for the IELTS test. For more tips on IELTS preparation, you might find it helpful to read about describing a subject you would like to learn in the future, or describing a skill that you would like to learn. These resources can provide additional insights and practice opportunities to enhance your speaking performance. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.